At the top of our program here today, educators across the country are hosting discussions in conjunction with National School Choice Week. There are a number of events in the Lansing area, including the screening of a documentary movie on school choice at the Capitol tomorrow morning. That event is sponsored by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the Free Market Research and Educational Institute based in Midland. We are joined now for a discussion on school choice in Michigan by the Mackinac Center's Education Policy Director, Audrey Spaulding. Welcome, Audrey.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and we're also pleased to have State Representative Sarah Roberts, a Democrat from St. Clair Shores. Sarah Roberts has sponsored legislation that would place a moratorium on the number of new charter schools that could be created in Michigan. Welcome, Representative Roberts.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I'd like to open by hearing from both of you your broader assessments here, a more general comment on where school choice stands here in Michigan in 2015. I mean, we have traditional public schools, of course. Of course, we have charter schools. We have the EAA, we have homeschooling, and we have online education. Again, in general terms, has school choice been a good thing or a bad thing for Michigan? Audrey Spaulding?
Well, certainly school choice has been a great thing for Michigan parents. This year, if you look at just students enrolled in public charter schools as well as school of choice, which allows students living in one school district to attend school in another, those two options amount to 250,000 Michigan students making use of school choice, which is about 1 in 5 public school attendees statewide. So we're really seeing a widespread embrace of school choice through options that just weren't available 20 years ago. Certainly, conventional schools can often also provide a high-quality option, but it's important to remember that some of the high-quality charter schools that are available, as well as the school of choice option, didn't exist 20 years ago. So we're seeing an entire generation of students have access to schools that were made possible by Michigan's embrace of school choice.
Sarah Roberts, it seems Audrey is saying that schools of choice is certainly a popular option, and that's where we stand in 2015. Where do you stand in general with regard to the broader movement of school choice here in Michigan?
Sure, and thank you for the question. You know, honestly, I think it's a mixed bag, and it's not a cut and dry issue. For example, if you look at the issue of charter schools, and some proponents say this is about parent choice. Well, many charter schools are in communities of poverty, and in some of these areas, like in the city of Detroit, their local traditional public school has closed down, and a charter school has opened up. And so, for some families, that's their only choice because it is the closest school. So it's not that the parent is choosing to send their child to that charter school; it's really their only choice.
What about that? What about that, Audrey Spaulding? Does Sarah Roberts have a point there?
You know, it's worth remembering that conventional public schools are the schools of default for Michigan parents. So if that's where your child will go to school if you don't do something different. So for every one of those 250,000 students who are attending a school of choice in one way or another, it's because their parents made a specific choice to do something different. So it's really, really the conventional school right now is more of the default option, and making use of choices is motivated because parents believe that there's something at that school that will help their child.
Sarah, Audrey Spaulding seems to be saying there's at least two choices present themselves for parents who have a charter school choice. They also have the public school choice. Is she right?
In some cases, no. I mean, if parents don't have transportation, if there's not busing options to other schools, and the closest school to that family is a charter school, that's really not a choice for them. It's really their only option. And I'm not saying necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying when we talk about the issue of choice, we have to be really clear about that. And sometimes with choice, there's consequences. And I'm seeing that, in my district, in St. Clair Shores and East Point, where, the 3-4 school districts have opted to allow other students to and parents to choose which schools, you know, they want to go to within Macomb County. And the real problem, you know, that we're dealing with is declining enrollment. And so we've set up this system where we're, you know, basically shifting students around, but we don't really have the population to sustain the building. So one school district may really excel because students and parents are drawn to that particular school, but it's leaving other schools behind and not leaving much of a choice for some of those parents.
We'll wrap this up here with one final word from Audrey Spaulding, and then we'll move on. I mean, Audrey, Representative Roberts seems to be suggesting that effectively there are some communities where there is no school choice.
You know, it's funny to hear that argument, because before charter school laws and schools of choice laws were passed, that was the default for every single parent statewide. So the criticism that we don't have enough choice, I think, is a good one, and I hope in the future more charter schools will open up, more school districts will open themselves up to choice to give parents a variety of options.
We're talking about National School Choice Week, and particularly school choice here in Michigan, and how those issues are playing out in our state. My guests are Democratic State Representative Sarah Roberts and Audrey Spaulding, the Educational Policy Director with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Midland. With all these options, are we as a state still aiming for more or less the same outcome, or is there evidence that different paths are resulting in wildly different outcomes? Audrey Spaulding, what do you think?
Sure. So two pieces of research. The first is a study by Stanford University, which found that students attending charter schools were gaining about 2 months of educational progress each year compared to students that were very similar attending public schools. The second piece is from Bridge Magazine, which no one would characterize as a right-leaning publication, which found that on average, after adjusting for students' socioeconomic background, that charter schools tended to post better results. And then finally, an analysis of schools of choice from MSU in the 90s and then repeated by the Mackinac Center found that students who were choosing a different school district were opting for districts with higher graduation rates and higher test scores. So overall, it's a net positive.
Sarah Roberts, that's a pretty stirring endorsement for the schools of choice and for charter schools in particular. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think research has also shown that charter schools taken as a whole don't perform any better at educating students in poverty. And I think there's challenges in charter schools and traditional public schools. And I think we really need to be looking at are we providing an education that is relevant to students? Are we teaching students in the ways that relate to students who learn differently? And I think that we're not. And I think we need to be thinking a little bit more outside of the box. And I think we need to be reaching students earlier. You know, I'd like to see a lot more vocational and career technical training, for example, you know, in high schools, and making education more relevant for kids. I mean, there's no doubt about it that regardless of the educational opportunity, I think we need to be doing a better job here in Michigan.
Audrey Spaulding, the Detroit Free Press published a series of articles last year that were very critical of charter schools, and one of the key allegations was that charters spend the public's money, tax money, wastefully, about $1 billion a year with little transparency. What impact did the Free Press series and the fallout from that Free Press series, what impact did that have on the school choice discussion? That was a setback for this, was it not?
Yeah, I think some of the allegations made in the series certainly were a setback, meaning that they were misleading. So, for example, the claim that charter schools don't serve students as well who come from high poverty backgrounds. In fact, charter schools enroll more students from poverty backgrounds and produce better results. In Detroit specifically, the Stanford University study found that the educational learning gains made by charter school students were higher than the rest of the state. But, you know, I think a lot of us, when we look at the editorials and we are, you know, legislators and public policy people, we get in this little bubble and we don't think about what parents think. And I think the endorsement from parents is as strong as ever. There are more and more students enrolling in charter schools more and more students making use of school choice. So for the people that matter, I believe they still understand the benefit and make use of it.
State Rep. Roberts, you sponsored legislation last fall that would put a moratorium on the creation of more charter schools. Why is that necessary in your view? What needs to be put on hold and adjusted here?
Sure. Well, just a little bit of background real quickly. You know, in Michigan, charter schools are considered public schools. The issue that we're seeing that I think there is these for-profit management companies that are coming in and running these charter schools. And we actually have more of these for-profit companies running these charter schools than any other state in the country. And some of them have said publicly, we don't need to comply with the same financial transparency and disclosure laws that traditional public schools have to adhere to because we're private companies. And so what the moratorium says is that let's just put a pause on any new charter schools, and that's new contracts. This does not affect existing charter schools, any new schools, till we have complete transparency, including financial disclosure, penalties for failing to comply, comprehensive ethics and conflicts of interest standards, and just making sure that we have really high educational outcomes for students through a more rigorous charter authorizing process. And I believe, and others believe, that, and 74% of the public poll believe that we should do this moratorium until we figure these things out.
Okay.
And I don't think just because a private company runs a school that they should not have to disclose how they're spending taxpayer money to educate kids.
We're just about out of time, but I feel like I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't bring up Common Core. Common Core creates a standard that you might not associate with a free market. I mean, broadly speaking, we associate free markets with greater choice and more options. Audrey Spaulding, briefly, please, what implications does the Common Core curriculum have for school choice?
You know, the center we're not curriculum experts, and so Common Core is a debate that we haven't actually taken a position on. We believe that the freedom and we would support anything that increases freedom and flexibility for all schools and the ability to innovate. But in terms of specifically Common Core, it's just not something we've taken a stance on.
Sarah Roberts, Common Core and school choice. What is there a relationship there?
You know, I would just say I think that there are some good things about Common Core in terms of standardizing, you know, what students are learning, you know, across the board, whether it's, you know, in Michigan or Indiana or Pennsylvania. But at the same time, I think that our parents, our school boards, and our teachers, you know, need some flexibility, you know, in how they educate our kids to make sure that it's relevant for those kids.
Sarah Roberts is a Democratic state representative from St. Clair Shores. Audrey Spaulding is the educational policy director for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. We've been talking about the status of school choice here in Michigan 20 years after we embarked down that path. Ladies, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.